got any chew tonight? Yeah, just a small pinch, if you don't mind. Thank you. Mr. Joshua's on it tonight. He's on it tonight, 11:52. I'm on it tonight. The Dino Costa Show, at least for the time being. On 590 The Fan, 590thefan.com. You know, Frank Mazzilli in New York. Frankie, if you're still listening, I think I've got my hooks into this one. He sent me that email and you asked me, or you told me, that there was a national sports radio program earlier today that led off almost their entire first hour, as you say, I believe, and took heat from some callers, took some heat from some callers as the result of talking about the French Open before the Stanley Cup Finals game four last night. I got the guy. Hold on. Put that in there. Oh, that's good. Thank you, Mr. J. Here. I appreciate it, sir. I'd have to think it can only be one person. And this guy is as dumb as a box of rocks. I think he projects his, it's a CNN crowd. It's an MSNBC CNN crowd that he appeals to. This guy's dumb as a box of rocks. Can't carry his own show to save his life, from what I understand. No, I've never heard the show. No, Mr. Joshua said, you heard the show? No, never heard the show. But I know the guy. He's dumb as a box of rocks. I mean, he's got nothing. He ain't got nothing, man. He's all, that's, what do they call it, style? No substance, you know? All hat, no cattle, as we used to say down in Texas. You lived in Texas? No, but I always liked that saying. You know, steak without the sizzle. Or is it sizzle without the steak? Nick Wright is who it is. Nick Wright. He's on Sirius XM. Just a wasteful show. To call it a show is doing it a favor. A wasteful program. And again, he broadcasts he's a grievance-filled, you know, bleeding heart, hug the tree, you know, save the whales, liberal. You know, how you can relate to something like that, I just don't know. But it's got to be Nick Wright, I would think. And so, Frankie Mazzilli, you let me know if I'm right about that. I think it's Nick Wright. Here's another indication that not only did some people in St. Louis, far too many for my liking, count the Blues out after Game 3, but I think America, this is an indicator that America counted the Blues out after Game 3. Why? Yes, why, Dino? Well, Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals hit we were talking about the NBA before, in a couple different ways. Well, Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals hit a three-year low in overnight ratings, but was up, was down a little bit from last year. So this tells me that most people after 7-2 Boston in Game 3 thought that the series was over. It got a national 3.8 overnight rating for Game 4. Last year's Game 4 was a 3.9. So not all that far off. Here it is. In final viewership, reading verbatim. That means as it's actually printed. Dino, stop with the verbatim, extemporaneous, and all the other, you know, stop. Game 4 was actually up slightly over from a year ago. Here's the release from NBC. Quote, last night's series-tying Stanley Cup Final Game 4 between Boston and St. Louis averaged a total audience of 5.249 million on NBC, which ranks as NBC's third most watched Stanley Cup Final Game 4 on record. This according to Fast National data from Nielsen and digital data from Adobe Analytics. And the game peaked at between 10:30 and 10:45. And so, but listen, this is why. This is why people gave up on the series. You know, now I bet you, I'll lay a lot of money if I was a betting man, which I'm not. But if I was a betting man, I'd lay serious coinage on the fact that coming up on Thursday night, they're going to have a very good rating for Game 5 because people are to lock back in. They've been, you know, like a moth to the flame, Mr. Joshua. They've been brought back in here. So and Game 5 is going to do a terrific number. Stanley Cup Final, this is verbatim again. The Stanley Cup Finals ratings so far aren't great by the standards of the past few years. Blues-Bruins game 1, 3.67 overnight for NBC was close to last year's 3.7 and up from 2017's 3.4, while game 2's 2.6 overnight for NBC was down 7% from 2018. Boston 7-2 win in game 3 Saturday recorded a 2.1 average, three-year low. So we'll see. Well, listen, here's the thing, though. Listen, the National Hockey League television numbers have never been anything that are tremendous, that are on a par with the other three professional major sports leagues in this country. But that's okay. Listen, the numbers are terrific as compared to 15, 20, 30, and certainly 40 years ago. Because of all of the exposure elements from the media that the NHL has now that they were never in possession of in many years gone by, going back to the days when I first became a hockey fan. But I will tell you this, I don't care what the NBA draws. You know, I'm as big an NBA fan as I am an NHL fan, but if you're going to tell, you're going to put them side by side, you're going to compare and contrast the excitement level, the compelling nature of the games, NBA playoffs versus NHL hockey. Come on now. I love the NBA as much as I love the NHL. But if you're going to tell me that the NBA can match the NHL in terms of postseason excitement, not only this year, but in several years previous to this one, you know, I got some beachfront property to sell you next to the river here that I'm broadcasting the show from the back of the you know, California Dream in 1978 beat-up Dodge Ram van that I'm in right now. Now, the NHL's got it all over the NBA. All over the NBA. So whatever the numbers are, they're substantially – there's more hockey fans in America now than ever before, and this is only going to get – it's only going to increase in the years to come. More people playing hockey, more people interested in hockey. The game has an exposure and a visibility to it now that is unsurpassed, and I expect that to continue as well. So, you know, take it for what it is. It is what it is as far as the NHL, the Stanley Cup ratings are concerned. So, or the ratings in general, you know, throughout the entire postseason up to this point in time. So take that as you what? It is 11:59. Wow. 1 hour already into the shindig. Amazing. Amazing. But one to go, right? Yeah, you cannot turn off the content machine after it's been started up until the curtain comes down on another No Two Shows Are Ever the Same Dino Costa Show. You're still calling it that for now. You might change it. I might do a lot of things. 1 hour done, one to go. Back with more hour two right after this.